This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test. Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a student talking about a school magazine he publishes. What does he need at the moment? A. More help. B. More articles. C. More funds.
This magazine was an ambitious project from the start. It was very different from other school magazines. I started it off with a classmate, and we had very little money. In fact, my mother donated a few pounds to cover some of the initial expenses. The first issue had articles written by local politicians and even interviews with celebrities. It was a success, and lots of people outside the school bought a copy. Even if the next issue doesn't make as much, that isn't a worry. However, we're finding it difficult on our own. It's time to think of getting someone else in to lend a hand. Fortunately, there's no lack of material for future issues. This magazine was an ambitious project from the start. It was very different from other school magazines. I started it off with a classmate, and we had very little money. In fact, my mother donated a few pounds to cover some of the initial expenses. The first issue had articles written by local politicians and even interviews with celebrities. It was a success, and lots of people outside the school bought a copy. Even if the next issue doesn't make as much, that isn't a worry. However, we're finding it difficult on our own. It's time to think of getting someone else in to lend a hand. Fortunately, there's no lack of material for future issues.
2. You hear a British woman talking about naming children. What's her opinion on naming children? A. She likes to avoid the most common names. B. She thinks names will become more and more strange. C. She's in favour of creating completely new names.
With my own children, I wanted to choose original names. But I think some parents take it too far and make names up. I wouldn't do that. I think that's really unnatural. And I'd certainly never name a child after a famous footballer. There are parents who like to give their children really unusual names. I feel sorry for the children who have to live with those names. But then there's the other extreme, where some names are too ordinary. Anyway, in the future, I think there may well be a change, with a return to more traditional names. With my own children, I wanted to choose original names. But I think some parents take it too far and make names up. I wouldn't do that. I think that's really unnatural. And I'd certainly never name a child after a famous footballer. There are parents who like to give their children really unusual names. I feel sorry for the children who have to live with those names. But then there's the other extreme, where some names are too ordinary. Anyway, in the future, I think there may well be a change, with a return to more traditional names.
3. You hear a man being interviewed on the radio. What is his current occupation? A. A reporter. B. A critic. C. An author.
My wife's the one who gives me advice. She's a TV documentary presenter and listens to some of my lectures on literature, and she tells me if she doesn't like it. She helps with all my projects, including my latest novel.
What's it about?
Being a journalist. It's taken from when I was working for a newspaper. I love doing that. I've based the plot on some of my experiences in that job. It's in my head all the time, but I sometimes think I'll never finish it. My wife's the one who gives me advice. She's a TV documentary presenter and listens to some of my lectures on literature, and she tells me if she doesn't like it. She helps with all my projects, including my latest novel.
What's it about?
Being a journalist. It's taken from when I was working for a newspaper. I love doing that. I've based the plot on some of my experiences in that job. It's in my head all the time, but I sometimes think I'll never finish it.
4. You hear an athlete talking about some Olympic trials he took part in. How does he feel about his performance? A. He realizes that he did not concentrate enough. B. He accepts that he had no chance against top athletes. C. He regrets that he was not in better physical condition.
I was selected for the Olympic trials and I should have got through. I thought I was stretching myself to the limit, but I just didn't do well enough. I suppose my mind was on other things. I just started a new job and had been putting a lot of effort into finding a place to live. All the same, I was in pretty good shape after months of training. But, you know, I'm still young and I'm sure there'll be further opportunities. Anyway, it was a great experience to line up alongside all those top athletes, and I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on that. I was selected for the Olympic trials and I should have got through. I thought I was stretching myself to the limit, but I just didn't do well enough. I suppose my mind was on other things. I just started a new job and had been putting a lot of effort into finding a place to live. All the same, I was in pretty good shape after months of training. But, you know, I'm still young and I'm sure there'll be further opportunities. Anyway, it was a great experience to line up alongside all those top athletes, and I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on that.
5. You overhear two friends talking about music. How did the man first find out about his new CD? A. He read about it. B. He heard part of it. C. He was told about it.
I've just been listening to a new CD I've bought. It's a really cool new jazz album.
I didn't know you liked jazz. Did Frank tell you about it?
Frank? Oh, Joanna's friend. Yeah, he's good at recommending new stuff, isn't he? But actually, they featured a track on a music programme I was listening to last week, and I went straight out to buy a copy.
I usually get useful information from the CD section in New Music. You know, that weekly magazine?
Yes, me too. They've got some good stuff in that. I've just been listening to a new CD I've bought. It's a really cool new jazz album.
I didn't know you liked jazz. Did Frank tell you about it?
Frank? Oh, Joanna's friend. Yeah, he's good at recommending new stuff, isn't he? But actually, they featured a track on a music programme I was listening to last week, and I went straight out to buy a copy.
I usually get useful information from the CD section in New Music. You know, that weekly magazine?
Yes, me too. They've got some good stuff in that.
6. You overhear a man talking about the competitions that he and his wife enter. What did his favourite prize allow him to do? A. Go on an interesting flight. B. Stay in a luxurious place. C. Own a prestigious car.
As a hobby, my wife and I do competitions in newspapers, you know. You answer general knowledge questions and you get a prize if you win. We've won all sorts of things, 2 televisions, theatre tickets, but the one that stands out for me is the free weekend we had in a 5-star hotel. It's incredible. We did have one letdown, though, last year when we thought we'd won a luxury sports car, the sort everyone dreams of. We got all the correct answers, but for some reason the prize went to somebody else. At the moment, I'm waiting to hear if we've won a trip in a balloon. That will be fascinating. As a hobby, my wife and I do competitions in newspapers, you know. You answer general knowledge questions and you get a prize if you win. We've won all sorts of things, 2 televisions, theatre tickets, but the one that stands out for me is the free weekend we had in a 5-star hotel. It's incredible. We did have one letdown, though, last year when we thought we'd won a luxury sports car, the sort everyone dreams of. We got all the correct answers, but for some reason, the prize went to somebody else. At the moment, I'm waiting to hear if we've won a trip in a balloon. That will be fascinating.
7. you hear a woman talking about her job, which involves inspecting mountain paths. What aspect of the job does she sometimes find annoying? A. The work schedule. B. The weather. C. The walkers.
I'm a mountain assessor, which means I try out the paths casual walkers and more experienced climbers will take to see whether they're safe. Then I do daily reports on them. The job is split between two people. We work 7 days on, 7 days off. It's just as well as it would be too much for just one person. As well as assessing, I often have to help people in difficulty. Last Sunday, an icy blizzard blew over with zero visibility, and I found a young couple with no waterproofs, hats or gloves. It's unbelievable what some people will do. I'm a mountain assessor, which means I try out the paths casual walkers and more experienced climbers will take to see whether they're safe. Then I do daily reports on them. The job is split between two people. We work 7 days on, 7 days off. It's just as well as it would be too much for just one person. As well as assessing, I often have to help people in difficulty. Last Sunday, an icy blizzard blew over with zero visibility, and I found a young couple with no waterproofs, hats or gloves. It's unbelievable what some people will do.
8. On a radio programme, you hear a mother talking about her relationship with her daughter. What is she surprised about? A. Her daughter's decision to leave home. B. How her daughter has been able to help her. C. The way that her daughter's attitude has changed.
Davina has her own place right now, but not so long ago she was living with me. In my heart, she's always my little girl, but I am also aware that she's grown up and treat her accordingly, so I don't mind that she's moved out. We talked about it because I was feeling a bit insecure at first, and she was really supportive and made me see that you should follow your dream in life and adopt a positive attitude when things change. It's incredible, actually, because these are things I felt I'd taught her, and there she was just giving me that same advice and reinforcing it back into my life. Davina has her own place right now, but not so long ago she was living with me. In my heart, she's always my little girl, but I am also aware that she's grown up and treat her accordingly, so I don't mind that she's moved out. We talked about it because I was feeling a bit insecure at first, and she was really supportive and made me see that you should follow your dream in life and adopt a positive attitude when things change. It's incredible, actually, because these are things I felt I'd taught her, and there she was just giving me that same advice and reinforcing it back into my life.
That is the end of part 1.